they're under attack.
But, okay, you say that they're under attack. You say the LAPD's under attack, but hold on for a minute. We're on the air. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Name's Dave, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, what about this latest thing with the LAPD being accused of roughing up some visiting doctor from Miami?
I don't know, man. You know, all of this stuff, it keeps coming out and coming out. All this stuff just keeps, it's like they can't lay off the LAPD. Where, you know, it's the greatest police department in the world. I think you have to begin to cut them a little bit of slack because they're the greatest police department in the world. And for me, a guy that comes in from out of town, some doctor, this guy says that the LAPD roughed him up because he was black. He don't know that's because he was black. He got roughed up probably as part of what they call messing around LAPD, which is to let off some tension. You know,
all right, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and your name is Dave, and you go to L.A. Mission College taking law enforcement, right?
I take criminal justice at L.A. Mission College, yeah.
All right, and you want to be a police officer?
Eventually, yeah, I want to be at L.A. Police Academy.
All right, well, this doctor, he's a surgeon. He filed a claim against the LAPD contending racial profiling. He was black, cops pulled him over, and squeezed some cuffs on him.
Yeah, you know, he was black, cops pulled him over, put some cuffs on him. I mean, I don't know who this gentleman is, and I don't want to, you know, cast no negative stuff on him, you know. But he sounds like a little bit of a pussy to me.
I mean, well, why is the guy a pussy when he complains that the police put handcuffs on him so tight they cut the circulation off?
That's the case. Second of all, you don't know what they were pulling him over for.
Well, they said that he had some kind of a problem with his tags, but what they wound up doing is detaining him, handcuffing him. He says he received career-threatening injuries.
You don't know if any of that is true. He was stopped on February 11th. He's on Interstate 10. He was detained at Ramparts. They didn't book him. They didn't put him in jail. They didn't even fingerprint him. There were no charges filed. You know, I mean, the focus on this situation should be on LAPD and the good job that they're doing, and some pussy comes in from out of town.
Okay, I need to ask you, if you're going to talk to me, not to use that word, all right? Because you say that...
that's what the guy is. Some pussy comes in from out of town, you know, and says, hey, you know, LAPD roughed me up, man. Hey, look, you know, this is the most desirable city in the world to live in.
I just don't want you using that pussy word, okay?
Okay, I'm not...
What are you saying?
I'm saying L.A. is the most desirable city to live in the world. Everybody wants to come to live here. And the LAPD has got the toughest job of any police department in the world, man. You want to know why they're busting heads? Because they got all kinds of scumbags that come into this town and want to live here and don't have no job or nothing. You think the Buffalo police are busting heads? Do you think the Cleveland police are busting up some heads, man? You want to know why? There are no heads around the bus, man. I mean, everybody leaves. They come to L.A., you know.
Well, this doctor is one in a long line of people who complain about the treatment they've received at the hands of Los Angeles police, racial profiling. You know what that is?
Yeah, but they don't understand that there is no LAPD. There's not racial profile.
Well, what about these guys they pull over? They're black.
First of all, Mr. Henry, you have to understand something, that the police do something that they call messing around. What that is they have to let off some steam. They have to let off some tension.
They got to pull a guy over and cuff him.
They didn't hurt this guy at all. Okay.
Well, they pull a guy over. They put the cuffs on too tight. They take him down to a holding cell. They hold him there for a few hours. Probably gets the crap scared out of him.
They didn't book this guy. They didn't print this guy. They didn't put this guy in jail. They did not charge this guy with nothing. They shake this civilian up a little bit, you know, just to get the tension out, because they've got a lot of stuff on their back. And the LAPD has got a lot of stuff on their back. You got to understand.
I don't think having a lot of stuff on your back as a cop means you pull a citizen over and screw, what do you call it, screwing around?
Called messing around.
It's called messing around. So you're like, let's pull this guy over. He looks like a likely candidate. And they get the guy out of the car, and they frisk him. And then what do? They get like three cops, and they...
Yeah, you get like three officers together, and you start to ask the guy questions, you know, three rapid-fire questions, you know. Where are you from? What are you doing here? What are you going on? And then that guy doesn't have a chance to answer. I've seen it done. It's hilarious, man. I mean, I have seen...
You've seen cops do this. stand in a circle around a guy and ask him questions rapid fire.
It is hilarious, man. You should see it.
And have you seen the LAPD do this?
I'm not going to comment, man. I'll just say that I have seen local Southern California police. They'll get in a circle around a dude. Well, where are you from? What are you doing in this neighborhood, man? Let's see your license. Let's see your registration, man. What color pants you got on? You remember that dude, what was it, French Connection? He used to say, you pick your feet in Poughkeepsie. And if,
yeah, Popeye Doyle.
Yeah, they do that, man, to just they rattle a dude, man. And sometimes if they have a perp and they don't know they got a perp, they can get some guy to cop to something pretty heavy. I mean, it is hilarious, man, to see these cops going, yeah, what you doing here? What kind of car is this, man? Hey, can I date your sister? I heard this one cop in the middle of all these cops going, let's see your ID, let's see your registration. This one cop goes, hey, can I date your mama? And then the other cop goes, here, and the dude gets it.
And I imagine that people get upset, don't they?
Yeah, they get upset. But you can't get upset. It's LAPD, man. They're just, they're rattling a cage, man. That's all they're doing. And here comes some pussy from Miami, and this dude doesn't know what time it is, and he gets pulled over, and he gets taken down, and, you know, they didn't book him, they didn't do nothing. They let this dude go.
Well, he said they put the cuffs on so tight that he might not have the circulation back in his hand.
Man, that is such bull crap, man. I've heard that the cuffs are too tight thing so much. It is pussy, 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 man.
Again, I don't want that word used. You understand me? You understand me?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Dave is a law enforcement student from L.A. Mission College, and he thinks that the LAPD being the, you call them the greatest police?
The greatest police department in the world, man.
All right, they need to be cut some slack on some of these charges of... What about Rodney King? Do you think they should have been cut slack there?
I don't know. I don't think they did anything wrong with Rodney King. I think what happened there was a guy, everybody knows Rodney King was the dude is a repeat offender. And I think the LAPD at that time thought they were doing the right thing, okay? And
so just go wailing away on a guy's head if they have to, huh?
Hey, this town is turning into such a dirt freaking bag of a town, man. This is the most scumbag town with all these scumbags coming here from every place, man. What we need is either an earthquake or another riot or something, man, to get them out of here. But until they do, LAPD's on the job, man. LAPD.
Let me ask something, Dave. You want to be a cop. Do you want to be a cop or do you want to be a gangster? Do you want to be a police officer?
I want to be a police officer.
Then why do you talk like a gangster? This scumbag town and...
I'm not talking about breaking the law at all, sir. I'm not talking about breaking the law at all.
Well, you're talking about this surgeon, this black doctor from Miami, gets pulled over. The guy is detained. The man is apparently mistakenly arrested after he was stopped on the freeway.
No arrest was made, man. He was
he was taken into the to the station house, right?
My understanding was, yeah. Okay, but the reason why they pull this guy over is not because he's black, it's because he's from out of town, man. And that's what LAPD does. They rattle a cage of out-of-towners.
So you're saying that they did this, they pulled this guy over, had some kicks with this guy because he's from out of town?
Yeah, because the dude's got a rental car, man. That's what LAPD does. You look at a rental car, you pull some dude over, hey, what's your name, man? Where's your mama live? You know, hey, I want to go out with your sister, man. Hey, let's see your license. Let's see your registration. Hey, what you talking to me, man? Hey, don't you be talking back to me, man. And they never lay a hand on the dude. And it's all like, what do you call, when it's up in the head, man, what do you call it?
Psychological.
It's all psychological, yeah. That's what they're doing, man. They're messing with the dude and all these pussies. I mean, I didn't mean to say that, but I mean that.
Yeah, all of these pussies, like you were going to say, from out of town. To me, it doesn't sound like a very neighborly or professional way of dealing with people, all right?
And it's not like they're hurting nobody, man. It's what they're trying to do is make sure that anybody who's a possible person coming from out of town want to mess around with L.A., they know LAPD is on the job, man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you're a law enforcement?
No, sir. It's criminal justice.
Criminal justice student, okay. Joette on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I definitely feel this guy should not get a badge if he's a criminal justice student and he thinks that harassing people for the fun of it is
not harassment.
Okay.
It's not harassment. It's like what you're doing is you're checking somebody, make sure if they're a perp. They're definitely going to break down on you. You're going to be able to find out somebody in from out of town. No, it's not harassment.
Getting in a circle with three or four officers around somebody who they've pulled over for some traffic problem with his tag, And doing that to him is definitely harassing.
I
and it's unprofessional
it
and unacceptable.
Totally, are you a police officer?
No, I'm not a police officer,
you know,
but I have many friends that are.
I don't think you're qualified, you know, to say. I mean,
well, you certainly wouldn't qualify as a police officer here in Florida because they
wouldn't put up
with that for 2 seconds.
Hey, you know what? I may not, but I'm talking about the greatest police department in the world today, which is LAPD. I'm not talking about no, you know, Smokey the Bear hat wearing Florida Highway Patrol, whatever. You know, I'm talking about getting in a circle. Hey, it is hilarious, man. Have you ever seen it done?
You know what? I wouldn't find that hilarious.
It's funnier than hell.
What's funny about a man standing alone between three officers?
Who's resisting arrest, that's one thing to get around in a circle. You have to act professional when you're dealing with the public, especially as a police officer. You have to set an example.
Okay, let me ask
you
a question.
And to do something just for fun, that's not professional.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
You don't think that some guy, just because they're saying, hey, you know, where's your driver's license, man? What time's your mama get home? All that stuff. You don't think some guy's like a pussy? He can't take that? I mean, geez, man.
You know, a lot of people can't handle that because they get nervous around police officers for various reasons.
Hey,
they don't seem to bother me
perps.
Because I have so many that are friends.
Maybe they're perps, man. Maybe they got something to hide, too. Have you thought about that?
That very well
that's
could be.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And that's why they do what they do.
No, I agree with this lady. It's harassment. It's got nothing more to do than to screw with some citizen.
Yeah, some citizen, man. Some guy in from out of town looking to, make trouble in our fair city. No, man, no.
Was the guy a doctor?
I once saw a guy so scared when three cops were rapid fire. This guy wet his pants, man, on the side of the 170 freeway one night, man.
And you find that funny?
I thought it was hilarious, yeah.
You definitely do not deserve a badge, sir.
No,
you are very unprofessional. If they give you a badge, that police department needs to have their head examined.
So, in other words, somebody wetting their pants, that's not funny to you?
Not if they've been scared out of their minds by a police officer for getting pulled over. If I got pulled over and that happened, you bet I'd have a lawyer all over that police department.
Would you wet your pants?
No, I don't think I'd wet my pants because I am not a baby.
That's my point.
They better act professional when they pull me over.
That's my point. Well, LAPD, they know all about
it. Okay, I agree with you, Joette, and the whole thing about wetting his pants, you find that hilarious.
It was right over here. It was the Tujunga exit off of 170.
I don't care where it was. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This guy thinks that whatever LAPD does is good for him and good for it ought to be good for the rest of us because it's the greatest police department in the world. And if they want to pull over some guy from Miami one night, some cat who's just driving through the city, happens to be black, happens to be whatever, and they want to get their jollies just freaking this dude out, that's cool with him because this is the baddest town. You know, these guys, I don't know. Where's he taking law enforcement? LA Mission? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
No, that is totally hilarious.
Wait a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What did they do?
I don't want to say the police agency, but it was really funny. I mean.
But and you don't think that that's harassment? Tell the audience what they did.
Well, I mean, I think it's really funny.
Yeah, just tell people.
They pulled over a guy one night, okay, and one of the officers had a video camera in the back of his car with a light on the top of it, and they came up to the guy's window. They go, "You're on cops, man. You're on cops. Hey, I mean, that is hilarious, man." And
that was not LAPD?
I don't want to say who, but that was.
And you don't call that harassment?
What's wrong? Let me ask you a question, man, because apparently you, along with all your listeners, you think it's all harassment. What's wrong with a police officer, man, you know, letting off some steam? It was a joke, man. Get it? Joke? Funny? You know?
When you're sitting in a car and you're almost ready to have a heart attack because you've been pulled over and the police come up to your window with a video camera and a light on it going, "Hey, you're on cops." What, am I supposed to laugh?
Yeah, you're supposed to laugh, man. It's hilarious. I said,
when did you see this?
I was doing a ride along one night. It was a total crack up, man. And the cop told me, he says, "Hey, watch this, man. I've got this video camera. I keep it." I go, "Man, that is hilarious, man." You know, that's all I'm saying.
And to me, that's harassment.
It's a joke, man. More people ought to be able to take a joke.
No. When you're riding around and you're a police officer and you're in the deadly serious business of being a police officer, now, you're not running around doing candid camera and you ain't doing freaking Tom Green. Here is Jennifer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This psycho is the kind of person that the psychological batteries at the police departments are supposed to screen out. This
what?
Guy should never have a badge. He seems to think that the whole world exists to make him laugh because everything is so hilarious. What he's talking about is abuse under color of authority. And I have police officers as family members, so I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what the cops he hangs out with do, but mine are busy working when they're out on patrol.
Hey, Jennifer, okay, I respect. Number one, I want to say that I respect that you come from a family of police officers, okay? God bless you and your family and the great work that they do. Someday I hope to be an LAPD police officer, okay?
You are a thug and a gangster.
Oh.
Jokes at the expense of other people is called cruelty. You should never be a police officer.
You
should never be entrusted with a lethal weapon.
You should have seen it. I almost pissed my pants. It was hilarious, man.
Yeah, but the whole world does not exist for your entertainment, especially when you have authority over other people. You have life-threatening force at your command. The world is not around to make it funny for you.
You call me a street punk, that hurts, okay? Because I want to be LAPD someday. How could you say that to me?
Because that's what you sound like. You think it's funny to go around and torment other people under color of authority.
Hey, wait a second. I wasn't busting nobody's head with a PR-24. I'm not, like, pulling my police special. The dude comes up to the window with a video camera, man. It was hilarious.
It's harassment.
It's harassment. That's exactly what the lady's saying. It's harassment. Also, you used a term there that people may be familiar with, abuse under color of authority. Could you tell us what that is, Jennifer?
That is
Yeah, Phil, what that is what a police officer uses is a...
Wait. I didn't hear you because Dave was talking. Jennifer only.
That is when a police officer uses his position of authority or her position of authority in order to harass and abuse other people. They misuse their authority in order to make other people's lives scary or hard or terrifying or
okay,
whatever. They harass people.
Okay, technically you're wrong because we were not trying to scare nobody. Those police officers were trying to have the guy lighten up a little bit and have some fun. Now, do you call that abuse of authority?
Yes.
I feel sorry for you, man. You come from a family of police officers that don't know how to have a good time.
My dad, excuse me, I don't want to say that. The police officers in my family know exactly how to have a good time, and it doesn't involve being cruel to other people.
Hey, Jennifer, I'll tell you something. Comedy sometimes is cruel, but it's funny. Like, for instance, that TV show, Candid Camera. Yeah, like a guy looks stupid with his pants down. Everybody else...
Wait a second. We're talking about cops here. We're not talking about how to do a good Candid Camera episode.
The guy on Candid Camera does not have a badge and a gun and the power to take you to jail and take your kids away and make your life miserable.
Do you know what real comedy is? Do you know that comedy is tragedy plus...
Wait a second. Are you a cop? What am I talking... Who am I talking with here? A comedy writer? If I want to talk to a comedy writer, I'll get a comedy writer on.
You guys don't get comedy.
What's that got to do with being a cop?
See, that's what I'm saying. The whole world exists to be funny for this guy is what he thinks. He thinks everything has to be comedy.
I guarantee, Jennifer, if you'd seen it, you would have pissed your pants, man. It was hilarious.
No, I don't enjoy comedy that's cruel to other people.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your call.
Okay.
And I also echo your great service. Your family's great service to our community as police officers. 1-800...
Oh, yeah, okay, man. Yeah, steal my material. Yeah, man. You know what my hand's doing right now, man? It's basically moving up and down at the wrist, man. Steal my material.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, man, but that was... Comedy is tragedy plus time. Although having a guy so scared he pisses his pants right then, that's funny, too. That can be funny right at...
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, are we talking about police procedure or how to write a funny script? Who am I talking to here?
I want to be a police officer.
Okay, then maybe you ought to figure out what it takes to be a great police officer and not get down your timing on comedy bits that you're pulling out in the middle of the night with the cops and a freaking camera. Jesus.
Yeah, but tragedy plus...
Yeah, I know, equals comedy. Hold on, goofball. This guy's got to be kidding. Hey, man, you know, it was hilarious. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. That's the number to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, and with me is Dave Oliva, a law enforcement student, local law enforcement student going to junior college in the Los Angeles area. And when police officers pull someone over and go up to the window with a video camera with a light on top of it and go, hey, you're on cops, and then they say they're only kidding, or they start asking rapid-fire questions, putting a guy in the middle all three at a time, talking about, hey, where's your license, where's your this and that, where's your sister live, is that harassment? Or is it, according to our young man on the phone here, our newsmaker line guy, is that cops just letting off steam? That's what we're trying to determine here. And for you to say that these are officers, they have a right to let off steam, I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Yeah, but what you are saying, Mr. Henry, is that the police officers don't have a right to have a couple of laughs, too.
They don't have the right to have laughs at the expense of somebody.
Oh, man, whatever happened about being able to take a joke, man? The officers who had that oregano baggie, okay?
And okay, this is the other thing you're telling me about. They pulled an oregano baggie out of some guy's car.
No, but, I mean, what they did was they totally got to get out. They had to search the car because they had reasonable cause, blah, blah, blah. They go in, one of the officers had a baggie of oregano. And
for people who don't know what oregano is, it's an herb that looks a lot like marijuana. It's totally benign and completely legal.
That's correct. And the cop comes out with this baggie of oregano, and he says to this dude, and this dude is like a jewelry salesman or something, right? I mean, this dude's like 50 or something. He goes, yo, dude, what's this? Yo, what's up now? What's up now, man? You know, this dude almost pissed his pants, man. It was hilarious, man. I was like, you know, I am taking you to jail. But we said we're only kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, man. They said they were kidding.
They said they were kidding. And this poor guy.
It was hilarious. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
I hope you're. Okay, now we have somebody on the line here who's a Los Angeles police officer, correct?
That's correct.
Lonnie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. Are you saying sure. I'm going to ask Dave, were these LAPD officers?
I'm not going to say, man. I told you, I'm not going to say.
He's not going to say because I've been on the department for 13 years, and I have never seen an officer speak to a citizen like that.
Okay,
ever.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say.
Well, what are you saying? You saying it was L.A. or not?
I'm not going to say.
You know, you know who the pussy is now.
What?
That's you.
Okay, that's cool. That's a cool chat, man. I mean, okay, are you police? First of all, I want to say, did you say you were LAPD?
Yes, I am.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that my hat is off to you. You are a member of the greatest police department in the world, and I hope someday that I can join the ranks of LAPD.
Well, you ain't joining the ranks of LAPD.
Excuse me, sir, but could I talk to the lady?
You're not going to join the ranks of LAPD pulling oregano baggies out of your pants.
No.
I didn't say the dude pulled it out of his pants. I'm saying he just goes, yo, what's up now, man? And this dude, he almost pissed his pants. It was hilarious. Tell me that's not funny, Lonnie.
That isn't funny.
Oh, come on, man.
No, it's not funny. And in today's society, with the negative light we already have shining upon this department, I'll tell you right now, that stuff is not going on.
The other thing is that you guys, that is harassing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How do you figure that? When the dude doesn't get arrested and everything's cool and you don't take him in?
Well, first of all, we always have to have a reason to stop somebody. We don't just stop somebody so that we can take oregano and...
Well, right, but I mean, you know, like some, like, tags or something like that. And
what did they pull this guy over for?
I think he had, like, a mechanical violation of some kind. I forget. But tell me you don't do this after a tough day. Come on, man.
No.
All right, well, Lonnie, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dave. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Dave, you got your radio turned up, and he's also an ex-con, so, you know, I don't know. Here is Jeannie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
You know what I want to tell this guy?
The biggest bunch of humanist boring.
Don't cops in L.A. have better things to do than harass people? Because the crime rate out there, from what I understand, is pretty high, isn't it?
No, it's actually pretty low. It's pretty low.
Well, you know what?
You know what?
If a police officer wants to entertain himself,
he
should be a comedian.
LAPD takes
care
of business, man. They take
their
care of business.
Their job is not to be funny. Their job is to prevent crime or whatever it is.
Okay, that's true. But what if you could do it?
Entertain themselves.
What if you could do it in a funny way? I mean, what if you could keep the crime low, which LAPD does do, and also, you know, make people laugh too.
What the hell?
There's people out doing crimes and getting away with it, and cops are supposed to be there to prevent that or fight that, and they can't do that while they're stopped on the side asking some guy what, you know, if they can date his mother.
Hey, a job with that much pressure needs an outlet, like making people sweat. I mean, look it. Rodney King, he got the stick bounced off his head, okay? I understand that, okay? But are you kidding me? Are you going to sue a guy because he made you crap in your pants?
You know what?
Are you really going
to
do
that? What gives a cop a right to make somebody do that?
It's hilarious,
you know what that is,
man.
That is abusing their power. That's what it is.
Yeah, you said that because you heard the other lady say that.
It seems like that give the cops in L.A. a bad rap.
Yeah, I would sue for that.
What?
I would sue if somebody made me...
You like crap in your pants or something, man? I think that would be so funny. Like, LAPD pulls over Phil Henry, talk show host, and he like crapped his pants. That would be hilarious.
It wouldn't be funny to me. Some guy comes up...
It's not funny to anyone except for someone who's really immature. And you know what? I don't know about L.A., but in Colorado, most counties, you have to take a psychological test. And with your lack of maturity, I don't think you would pass that.
Well, okay.
So what you are is
wasting
your time trying to be a cop because I don't...
What do you do for a
living? I don't think
you
have it in your head to be a cop. I really don't.
What do you do for a living? Wouldn't you enjoy your job more?
You know what? What I do for a living doesn't matter, but if I was going to go to be a cop... I would be able to probably get that job or at least pass the psychological test.
What about, like, making people lose their mud? I mean, that is hilarious.
Would you shut up?
And you know what? If I wanted to see something hilarious, I would go to a freaking comedy club, okay?
Hey, but in L.A., that's the whole cool thing about L.A., you know?
L.A.,
you can,
no different than any other state. I don't think.
You get pulled over by the cops. You get a couple of laughs. Maybe you get beat up. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Get pulled over by the cops, get a couple of laughs, get a stick bounced off your head. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, you don't have any respect for LAPD.
I got all kinds of respect.
You sound like you have no respect for LAPD because what you're saying is not funny.
Hey, no, seriously, Jeannie, I'm not kidding.
The things that you're saying
seriously,
is...
Seriously, what do you do for a living? Seriously, just tell me what you do for a living.
It's
seriously.
Not even relevant.
No, come on. I just want to know... I told you what
you
I do.
Let me tell you
this,
though.
Come on, man. I wanted to ask you if you could make people lose their butt being an usher in a movie theater.
And my sister has a degree in criminal justice.
All right. I gotta. Thank you very much.
Can you make people lose their butt being an usher in a movie theater, Jeannie?
Say again?
What, that movie theater that you're an usher in.
She didn't say she's an usher in a movie theater.
But it's hilarious, man.
Thank you very much.
Did you hang up on her?
Yes, I did. And I'm hanging up on you, too, okay? And I think that if you go on any more ride-alongs with cops that are pulling oregano out of their back pocket and saying, hey, yo, what's up now, and all of this crap, I think you need to report it, and I think you...
But it's hilarious.
Yeah. How do you spell that, anyway?
M-U-D.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, okay. Dude, that's, people dance to that nowadays? Okay, 1-800, huh? So they take a bunch of science fiction sound effects from like a 1958, the Attack of the Praying Mantis movie, and they throw it into dance music. Okay, that's cool. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. I, fortunately, haven't had a lot of run-ins with the police, but... I do remember the Border Patrol in San Ysidro. Speaking of cops that make you nervous, and I don't think you're normal if you're not nervous around a cop. And cops, I think, probably expect you to be nervous around them and would like you to be nervous around them because that further probably proves your innocence to some degree, although I don't know. I'm not really sure how it works. But in any event, down in San Ysidro, which is the border town between California and Baja, is the Border Patrol station where you cross into Mexico or come back across into California. And I haven't been across. I haven't had to actually sit in a line for a long time there. For a long, long time. I mean, I'm going back to the 70s now that I ever had to actually answer any questions put to me by one of those Border Patrol guards there in that little booth. Now, they just sort of check you out and they wave you through. They're going to look at you and they wave you through. And I don't know what that is. The vehicle traffic is increasing from Mexico into the United States. What? But in those days, they would actually ask you, stop you, and maybe they still do. Are you an American citizen? Are you bringing any crap? You know, whatever the thing is. It's kind of like going at customs is always a very nerve-wracking experience. When you go through customs in any country, going through customs in Mexico, you know, when Maria and I flew into Mexico City and then we took a jump from Mexico to Cancun, you know, you're going through customs in Mexico now. So it's, I saw traffic. I don't know what that guy would, what was that thing he did to that guy's face? I don't know what, but I see myself tied to a chair having that done to me. Because the light came on red instead of green. And you look at their faces and you want to try to read what is the guy. Hi, how you doing? I'm fine. You know, he's stamping and that's good. Don't piss me off anymore or I'm gonna give you over to the guy who's going to put the suction thing on your face. Don't say it. And then we're getting off in Cancun, which is a gorgeous city. Walking along the tarmac are two Mexican soldiers with a dog, a big, bad-looking German shepherd. And there's two feelings you have. One of the feelings is, gee, I wish we had that in America. That would be awesome if we had that kind of police presence in America, that kind of totalitarian, Machiavellian sense about us in America. Half the crap that's going on now wouldn't happen. And, of course, me being a part of the bourgeois, that's the way I think. If you remember the underclass or lower class, well, you're just sort of, it's built into you to be a little bit anti-cop. And then the other side of me is, Jesus, look at this totalitarian scum-sucking country. We're in Mexico with their cops and their dogs and their whatever that bottle of acid was that he threw in that guy's face in traffic, kind of a country thing. You know? If you're an American in Cancun, you're American in one of those resorts, you like to see the cops. Cops not going to hassle you unless you do something really outrageous like get drunk and pee on their motorcycle. I think by that any cop, especially a Mexican cop, is going to then, okay, that's it. That's it. I was willing to just accept you as an American, but you had to pee on my motorcycle, didn't you?
Screw off.
Oh, well, okay. You were here in your little bathing suit with your sandals, and you were going up to your little hotel. Everything was fine. Then you had to come out of here, and you had to pee that Cuervo Gold all over my bike. Not even the good stuff. Now you're going to jail. Now you're not an American anymore. You're not even a tourist anymore. You're just a piece of crap. We're going to throw you into the cell there with Jose, the guy with, like, the one eyeball that's sort of white, you know, and he's got, like, a scar across it, and he's, I love you. You know, that's the night you got ahead of you. That's Mexico. And, I've seen people go down there. Man, I've seen friends of mine. I've seen kids, the young kids today, man, they go out of college. They go down there. They think they're going to prove what men they are. You go down there, you're going to get your ass kicked. And that's before you go into, that's before you meet the cops. You'll go down there, you'll get curb bite, and that's even before the first cop you meet. And then there's a whole bunch of fun you're going to have with those guys, and you'll be in their jail for weeks. You mark my words. Don't ask me how I know. And I wasn't the guy saying, I love you. I wasn't anywhere near that. You will be in their jail for weeks. And I don't care how much money your daddy's got. I don't care how much your mommy's crying at home. I don't give a crap. This is like a speech I'm probably going to have to give Nicholas one of these days. I don't care. They don't give a crap. They don't care if you're an American citizen. They laugh at that one. That's a beauty. And you'll be inside, and somebody will be calling you Mary when you get out. For like weeks, you'll be in there. So the... Getting back to the San Ysidro Border Police, you're pulling in and you stop, and the guy, they have a way of making you nervous, the Border Police, you know. In much the same way customs agents have a way of making you feel nervous, they'll sort of swing around and make eye contact with you and ask you very quickly, are you an American citizen? And before you know it, boarding, I don't have any drugs! You know, the question was, are you an American citizen? And outcome, I don't want to die. You're so nervous, and you're wound up, man, like a dish rag. And you know what the guy's going to ask you, and what is the relevance? And maybe you do have a little baggie taped underneath your car someplace. You an American citizen? I don't know if there's heroin in the car. Please search me. You know, just scream it out, why don't you? I've got drugs. So that's always fun. So I travel internationally. It's always a great time. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Customs in Paris, by the way, was real slow and really, I can't stand any of them. You go to another country. It's always great to be back in America because you go through customs here quick. If you think it's you know, slow, it is, you ought to try it in Jamaica or some other godforsaken place. Are you an American citizen? I killed Nicole. Okay. That's what these guys are. They're beautiful. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. We take, interesting calls if we get them. 243.5 pounds is what I weighed today when I got on the scale. That's the Phil Hendry fat measurement to 243 pounds. You'll recall a week ago Monday, I was at 247. Now, I'm down 22 and a half pounds. In the last 5.5 weeks, I've lost 22.5 pounds. Now, that's with Weight Watchers, which, by the way, this is not a Weight Watchers commercial. When I say that, people think, oh, it's a spot, I got to tune out. I'm not getting paid jack. I should be, but I'm not. Maybe they're not paying me anything because I got on free because Maria paid the money, and I'm just using her books and doing all of her stuff. And I'm ripping off Weight Watchers, what I'm doing. But I, 22.5 pounds. Now, a week ago Monday, which would have been at the end of the fourth week, I was at 247. This past Monday, the end of my fifth week, I was at 249.5. Understanding that you go into the stabilization thing and your body is changing its chemistry and that's going to happen. Yesterday, Tuesday, I was at 248. And today, 243.5. So either I have lost an enormous amount of water weight over the last 3 days, or I have cancer. Now, I just want to move along now. No, I think it was a lot of water weight because during the Academy Awards little party that we threw for the kids and ourselves, we had like the 7-layer dip, and we had these fat-free Pringles. They're like you can eat 20 of them, and they don't even weigh a half of an ounce. But they had salt, and I think that's what the trip was, okay? Because I feel fine. I don't think I have cancer, but I could. No, but in any event, I lost all that water weight. Isn't that amazing? And now I'm at 243.5. You were doing that SlimFast, man. How much weight did you lose on SlimFast? 10 pounds on SlimFast. And you were sucking that stuff for years. Months you were drinking that. Guy lost 10 pounds in like 5 years. Hi, I'm Mike Schaefer. And in 5 years, I lost 10 pounds on SlimFast. Man, that's almost a pound every, 2 pounds a year. That's great. So I'm at 243.5. I'm feeling good. Maria wants me to take her out for sushi tonight. I think I will. I think I'll take her out for sushi. I might even have a few beers, even though it's a school night. I never drink alcohol on a school night, on a work night. Never do that. Never believed in it. But tonight, 243.5. I think I want to put on a few pounds in beer weight. Lose some of that beer weight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.